Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Samaches. We are up to Sif Yud Beis, the last line on page Mem Dalet. We're about to turn on to page 88. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Beis, Ein ledaber b'sho sha'omrin vayechulu. One should not speak when the tzibur is saying vayechulu. V'lo b'sho sha'omer shli'at tzibur b'rocho me'ein sheva. And also one should not speak when the chazan is saying the birchas me'ein sheva. Says the Mishabura, scary Mishabura, Sivkoton Chavov, Batur b'shem Sefer Chasidim. The Torah brings out from the Sefer Chasidim, Ma'iso b'chosid echad. It was a story about a certain chosid, Shara'a l'chassid acher b'moso, that this chassid saw another chassid after he had died, pirish b'chalom. Chassid one was alive, and chassid number two, who was not alive, came to him in a dream, upanav morikos, and his face was green. So Omar Lo, the one who was alive, said to the one who was not alive, lama panecha morikos, why is your face green? Omar Lo, mipnei shahayisi medaber b'vayechulu b'sho shahaya atzibur omrim. Because I used to speak during vayechulu when the tzibur was saying it, u'b'magin avos, u'b'yisgadel ad kan l'shono. He used to speak Friday night during vayechulu, during the magin avos, the birchas mein sheva, and during the kaddish afterwards, so we see it's quite serious not to be speaking during that time. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Gimel. Im hispalo shel chol v'lo hiskir shel Shabbos. If Friday night someone daven the weekday davening, he did not mention Shabbos. O shelo hispalo klal, or he did not daven at all. V'shoma mishle'at tzibur bracha mein sheva, and he heard from the chazan the birchas mein sheva me rosh ve'atso from beginning to end yotza. An amazing chiddush over here of the mechaber, that one who did not daven at all, or he davened the wrong Shemone Esrei, he didn't mention Shabbos, but he heard from the Shel Tzibur that Bracha Mein Sheva, from beginning to end, he could be Yotzei with that. Says the Mishaburus of Kodnach of Zayin, Vishom and Shel Tzibur, Mishum de Tfilas Arvis Rishus Mikilinimba. Because Ma'ariv, as we know, is only a Rishus, therefore we're more lenient. If you look at Note 41, he points out, Umitam Zeh, for this reason, that Ma'ariv is only a Rishus, Im lo hispalal arvis b'mos achol, if a person missed Ma'ariv during the week, v'kivein b'chazaras ashat shel shachris, and he davened shachris, and then he had kavana during the chazaras ashat of shachris, lotzei sidei chovas tashulman b'shvil tfilas arvis, he had in mind that the chazaras ashat should be as tashulman for Ma'ariv. So we learned earlier in Simen Kuv Ches, she yotzei dechove is yotzei, she kevan she tfilas arvis he rishus he kiluba. Since Ma'ariv is only rishus, they were mikil. Normally, just listening to the chazan say chazar shashatz will not count for your tashlumen, but if you missed Ma'ariv, you daven shachris, you heard chazar shashav shachris, that will work because, again, you're only trying to make up a Ma'ariv, which is a rishus. So here also we see the same idea that a person can miss davening Friday night, he can hear the chazan saying the birchas mein sheva, and because it's only Ma'ariv, which is a rishus, he can be yotzei with that. Says the Mishabura Vayter Sif Koton Chof Ches. If he heard the bracha from beginning to end, he's yotzei. Ulechatchilo yesh lizor lomer im asher tzibur milu min milu min mitchilas habracha atzov baruchat Hashem mekadesh Shabbos. Lechatchilo, if one wants to be yotzei with the bracha mein sheva, he should really say word for word together with the chazan from the beginning till the end of baruchat Hashem mekadesh Shabbos. V'im kvar omer asher tzibur, if the asher tzibur already said it, he missed it. So tzarech lachzor ulespalo, he has to go back and he has to daven ma'ariv. V'lo yomar b'yochad birchas mein sheva, but he should not say on his own the bracha mein sheva. Again, that was only instituted as a bracha for the chazan. You could yotzei with the chazan's bracha if you say it along, but you can't just say on your own the birchas mein sheva. Gam nochon hadover. It is also proper, says the Chofetz Chaim, shem niskar kodem sheshama mishlei atzibur habracha anal. If you realize your mistake before you heard the bracha from the chazan, shelo lisvoch al zeh. It's better that you should not rely on the bracha of the chazan. Rak yispalal od hapam tfila sheva kaseder. You should just daven your Shemoneh Esrei again. Ki yesh cholken al ikar adin hazeh. I am the tour. There are those who argue on this whole halacha, and therefore it's not the best thing to rely on. If one did listen to the beginning to the end, he can be yotzei, but it's not the best way to go. And even if you're going to do it, as we pointed out before, you should say word for word with the chazan. I'd like to read the Be'er Halacha Divrei Maskil Yotza. So on this halacha, you missed davening or you davened the wrong Shemoneh Esrei, and you hear from the Chazan the bracha of the beginning to end your yotze, v'chol ze mahani b'shabbos l'chud. This eitzah only helps on Shabbos. Aval b'yom tov shechalios b'shabbos. But when we have yom tov coinciding with Shabbos, ein yotze b'birchas mein sheva. Zakte b'erlochi, you're not yotze with the birchas mein sheva. Hoel ve'ein masker yom tov b'birchas mein sheva. Since, as we discussed yesterday, birchas mein sheva, we only mention Shabbos. We don't mention yom tov. And if it's Yom Tov and Shabbos, you have to mention Yom Tov as well, and therefore this Eitzah will not work. Very important note over here, very geschmack note, and that is note number 44. The Bir Halacha says in Simin Kuf Yudalud, he brings the words of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Shemitzadeh Lomar. Bir Halacha brings Rabbi Akiva Eiger as a tzad to say, Shem Shochach Lomar Bilol Shabbos Mardageshem. If it's the winter, one was davening Friday night and he forgot to say Mashiv Aruch Mardageshem, which is normally Ma'akev, She'edo Chozer. Friday night, if you forget it, you don't have to go back. Why? Kevan Shalogora Me'ilu Hayam Mispal Rak Me'in Sheva Sheyotza. We're saying over here in the Mechaber, if you just said or heard from the Chazan, the Bracha Me'in Sheva Yoyotze, and over there, b'di'evet, v'ashul maskirin b'geshem. And there, there's no mention of Geshem. So you see, you could be yotzei Friday night without mentioning Geshem. How can you be yotzei with the birchas mein sheva? There's no mashiv aruchem at Geshem there. So you see, it's not ma'akev Friday night. Memel, if you daven shemoneh esrei and you forgot mashiv aruchem at Geshem, you also would be yotzei according to that side of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. V'nishar Rabbi Akiva Eiger b'tzarachin. He leaves off b'tzarachin. But if you look at the last paragraph of this note, two paragraphs later, what about a person forgot to say Yalaviyovo on Leil Shabbos of Chol HaMoed? So Leil Shabbos of Chol HaMoed, he's supposed to daven a regular Shabbos davening and put in Yalaviyovo. He forgot Yalaviyovo. So Kosav Adas Torah, Sheladas Rekiv Eger Hanal Eino Tzarech Lasser. According to that Rekiv Eger, you also wouldn't have to go back if you forgot Yalaviyovo. Sheregam Yalaviyovo Lo Omrim Bebirchas Mein Sheva. We also don't say Yalaviyovo in the Birchas Mein Sheva. V'dino kemo misha shachach loma merd hageshem. So it should be the same thing as someone who didn't say merd hageshem is yotzei according to Rabbi Eiger. So the same thing, if they didn't institute any mentioning of yontif in the birchas mein sheva, so if you forgot Yalaviyovo on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, that also you would be yotzei, says the Das Torah. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman takes issue with this, as we saw in the Bir Halacha, he also says it's not good. But what's the chiluk? Sheyesh l'chalik. Shedavka birchas mein sheva sheikir takanosu hoysel lel Shabbos velo lel Yom Tov. As we discussed, the takana of birchas mein sheva is only for Shabbos; it's not for Yom Tov. Umasha omen birchas mein sheva be Yom Tov shechal b'Shabbos. That which we say at all on Yom Tov shechal b'Shabbos or on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, who rak biglal Shabbos, it's only coming for Shabbos. Shelo rotzul shanosim mishar Shabbos l'shashana. They don't want to be mechalik between this Shabbos and the other Shabbos of the year. That's what the Bir Halacha told us over here, that it doesn't work to say Birchas Mein Sheva here from the Chazan because you're missing out the mentioning of Yom Tov. Kevon shelo yotza bebracha zu yedei chiyuv haskaras haYom Tov, ma she'en kein legabe merd hageshem, which is not the case of merd hageshem. By Yom Tov, it wasn't a takana for Yom Tov at all, it's a takana for Shabbos. We just also say it on Shabbos Yom Tov because it's for Shabbos. There's no shachas to Yom Tov. Ma'ashen ke ma'ashiv aruch amar ageshem, zakar shom azalmin, kevon shetiknu lomar birchas mein sheva, hein b'yemos acham, hein b'yemos ageshamim. The takana of saying birchas mein sheva was for the summer and for the winter. It was a special takana that even in the winter you could say birchas mein sheva and you could be yotze, your tefillah with that. So it was a takana that was made that you could daven Friday night the bracha of Mein Sheva. It counts as Shemoneh Esrei, even though there's no Merd Hageshem over there. And therefore, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that's why it would work according to Yeager's Tzad. If you daven Friday night, you've got Mashiv Aruch Merd Hageshem, we could say, just like the Institute of Mein Sheva, but Davka in the winter, where there should be a Mashiv Aruch Merd Hageshem, but they didn't institute any Geshem in the Tefillah, so the Mela, you don't have to say Geshem Friday night, it's not Ma'akev. So if you forgot any Shemoneh Esrei, you would be okay. But you cannot make a Tzushtel from Mashiv Aruch Merd Hageshem to Yalaviyavu. It was not instituted for Yom Tov. We just say it on Yom Tov also as a low plug, but not because it was instituted. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman comes out that even in the tzad of the Bir Halacha that you would be yotzei, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger's suffik, if you forgot Mashiv Aruch Merd Hageshem, it's not true on Yom Tov like the Bir Halacha mentions over here. That concludes Simen Reish Samech Ches, and now we're going to learn Mitzvah Shem, Simen Reish Samech Ches, page 88. Din HaKiddush B'Beis HaKnesses, we all know that some shuls make Kiddush Friday night in the shul, some do not. Let's discuss the halacha. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Nohagin L'Kaddish B'Beis HaKnesses, There is a minhag to say kiddush and shul. Ve'ein l'mekadesh lito meyein hakiddush elo matimu l'kotam. But the one who is making the kiddush and shul should not drink any of the wine. Rather, you should give it to a child. The ain kiddush elo b'mekom suda. The reason why the mekadesh can't drink it is because ain kiddush mekom suda. He's not having a suda here, so he can't drink the kiddush. It's not a good kiddush, so he can't drink it. Umeikor lo nitkan elo b'shvil orchim. And originally, the whole takana of making kiddush and shul was because of guests. Because in the olden days, the ochli v'shasi b'beknishta, they used to eat and drink in the shul. Lo tzia midei chavasim. So we make kiddush and shul to be motzi the guests that we're going to eat and drink over there. The Afshav and nowadays, Afal Gavda Lo Achli Urchim Bebe Knishna, even though we no longer have guests that are eating in the shul, Lo Batlat Akonav Lakala was never cancelled. Zeu Tam HaMakomo Shenogu Lakadesh Vesakneses, that is the reason why some shuls make Kiddush and Shul. The original Takana was for the guests. They were eating and drinking there, so the Kiddush was being motzi them in their Kiddush Makam Suda, as we'll see, and the Takana never ended. But aval yoser tov lahanig shelo lekadesh beis hakneses. B'zok the mechaber, it is better to be knowing not to make kiddush and shul. V'chein minog eretz yisrael, and that is the minog eretz yisrael that we do not make kiddush and shul. The Rama says v'nogu lamod b'shosh shemikachim beis hakneses. The minog is to make kiddush in the shul while standing. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, the person making the kiddush should not drink the wine, rather he should give it to a katan. Some say that one should be careful that when he makes kiddush in shul and he gives it to a katan, he should bedafka give it to a katan that is below the age of chinuch. And the reason is, if you look at note number one, kavanoso l'chora l'das habach, l'chora is reasoning is like the bach, shekotun shelo higia l'chinach ein bo iser safia b'yadayim. There's no iser of handing of iser b'yadayim. So you're not going to have a katan that's the age of chinach, and iser b'yadayim, he's not allowed to drink the wine. It's not kiddush v'akam suda, so how could you give it to a katan that reached the age of chinach? But below the age of chinach, where there is no iser safia, that's who you can give it to. That is a yesh omrim. But says the Mishnah Berurah, "Avla Mogen Avram Kosa b'shem Aposkim." But the Mogen Avram writes b'shem the Poskim. To mutter liten afilu l'katan sheigil l'chinuch. You're allowed to give the wine Friday night by the kiddush and shul, even to a katan that reached the age of chinuch. Hainu kibashis kibasheva. If he's 6 or 7 years old, kol chad l'fum churcha. Each one according to his sharpness determines the age of his chinuch. The Adarabba, Zakta Magen Avram, the opposite is true. Im yitein rak lekotan shelo igil lechinuch, if you're going to give it to a child that's too small, that did not reach the age of chinuch, yia birchas ha-mevarech levatala. That will be a bracha levatala for the one making kiddush, to ha-lo igil lechanecha bebracha. How are you making a bracha for someone who's not the age of chinuch? You can't make a bracha for it, that'll be a bracha levatala. So they hold, not only can you give it to one who's the age of chinuch, you must give it specifically to a child that is the age of chinuch. V'afilu l'mashem mevur l'kamam v'simen shin mem gimul da'aser l'hachlu b'yadayim l'katan afilu dvarim shasur midrabonam. Aye, there's an isra sviya. You can't give to a katan that reached the age of chinuch any isra, even if it's only something that's aser midrabonam. Hachos shari mipnei kamat ta'amin. Here it's mutter for various reasons. I am the Magen Avram. I'd like to mention three of the reasons. Number one, the Magen Avram says, some say that you can be yotzei kiddush like this when it's lov makom suda to allow you to drink. We don't hold this way. We hold you always need kiddush makom suda, but there are shitas that say kiddush makom suda is only needed for achila, but for shtiyah it's good enough, and therefore it wouldn't be an iser for the katan to drink. So we'll rely on the katan. Number two, if the katan's not going to drink, so it's going to be a bracha levatala for the mekadesh. So we want to keep the minug. We don't want to be a bracha levatala, so we're stuck. So therefore, in this case, better than the mevarach make a bracha levatala, which could possibly be an issa daraisa, we give it to a katan, and that way he's only over on issa derabanan. Number three says that the shtia is not a problem for the katan, because anything that's needed for the gidul of a katan, anything that's needed to raise the katan for the child to grow, so any isra of timing, l'gabi a katan, is not a problem. So even though it's not really the right time of kiddush, you would be allowed to give it to the katan. Now, based on that reason, the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, v'hu adin the mutter l'hachil l'ketanin b'shabes b'shachos lifnei kiddush v'asur lanoso. For that same reason that we just mentioned, that you're allowed to give a katan the thing that's normal for him to help him grow, you're also allowed to feed ketanim on Shabbos morning before kiddush. You're not allowed to afflict them. You can't make the children wait for kiddush. You're allowed to feed them before davening, after davening, before davening is no kiddush, but they don't have to hear kiddush. You're allowed to feed them. This same idea, anything that's for the gidul of the katan, you are allowed to give to him. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Kasu Achronim Achronim right. Dim Ein Katan Sheyigil L'Chinuch Beis HaKnesses. Let's say there is no Katan Sheyigil L'Chinuch in the Shul. Azai Yishte Keshir Revias. Then the Mevarich, the one who makes Kiddush, will drink the wine. That you should make sure to drink a Revias. Sheyechosho B'Mekom Suda. Drinking a Revias of wine is considered Kiddush Mekom Suda. Kemo Shekosho Simen Reish Ayin Gimel Sivhei. Now, v'yotzei bazen, he'll be yotzei with that kiddush makom suda. Now, in the notes they point out, note number 7 points out, many might remember this from Pesach when we discussed this, kiddush makom suda by wine, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir that it's not enough just to have a revius. You first have to have a mulo lugma for the kiddush, then you have to have an additional revius. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah only says to have a revius, so it seems like in this case, so the Mishnah Berurah is being more makir like the lenient chita. But lemaisa for us, if you want to just have wine, as kiddush makom suda, it is suggested that you not only have a revius, you have a mulalugma to be yotze kiddush, and then a revius to be yotze b'makom suda. But over here, the Mishnah Berurah just mentions that he will drink a revius. He's relying on the lenient chitas lagabi this minhag of making kiddush and shul. V'yivarech acharkach bracha achrona, and then the mekadesh will make a bracha achrona afterwards on the wine that he drank. V'yachsho bedaito losis b'kiddush zeh, and he should have in his mind that he's been yotze with this kiddush. Even though he made kiddush in shul and he was yotzei kiddush makom suda by drinking the wine, he could still go home afterwards and make kiddush for his family members and be motzi them. That's because apol bishi yotzei motzi, we have a concept of arvus kolisol erivin zelazeh. If they need kiddush, even if I was yotzei kiddush, I can still make kiddush for them. So even the mekadesh who made kiddush in shul and he drank and he was yotzei fully his kiddush makom suda, at least according to those shittos, he still can go home and make kiddush for the rest of his family. Sivkotan beis. The reason why the mechaber said ideally you should give it to a katan is because ain kiddush al makom suda. Hainu de ain hamekadesh yotzei bekiddush zeh. The one making kiddush is not yotzei with this kiddush. Kevan she'ein abim kom suda. So since it's not in the place of a suda, mishum hachi aser lo litom klum. Therefore, he's not allowed to eat anything at she'ekadesh b'makom suda. So kiddush makom suda means that you're not allowed to eat anything until you have kiddush makom suda. This is not kiddush makom suda, and therefore he's not allowed to drink, and he must give it to a katan. Siv katan gimel bebe knishta. So we said that the guests used to eat in the Beis HaKnesses. Ayin la'el simin kuf nun aleph siv av mishabura mashakasadnu bazeh. What is the law about eating in the Beis HaKnesses? If you look at note number 10 in the back of the Sefer, look at note number 10, it's on page 13. Note number 10 writes, the Shulchan Aruch writes over there, sha'asur lecho v'lishtos Beis HaKnesses. You're not allowed to eat and drink in shul. V'kosav al zeb mishabura shan, the mishabura explains over there, and the Shar Tzion, Shem Tzrichim Anshei Ha'ir Lahachu V'Beis HaKnesses Orchim Aniyim. If the people of the city need to feed in the shul guests that are poor, Mutter Lahachilim Sham, to give to Aniyim, it is permissible. V'Osef, and he adds on, Sheheter Zehu Dafka V'Batei HaKnesses Shebuchutz La'aretz. This heter is only in shuls in Chutz La'aretz. Shenivnu Al Tanai, that they were built Al Tanai. Even though there are those who ask her, even those shuls in Chutz La'aretz, mikomakom b'mikom atchak ein lahachmir. In a present situation, one should not be machmir, keivan shuv l'tzorach mitzvah, since it is for a tzorach of a mitzvah. Zokta Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sif Katan Dalud. Lo tzia midei chavasam. So they used to make kiddush in shul because there were aniyim that were eating in shul and they were drinking in shul and the mekadesh was making kiddush. Lo tzia midei chavasam. Zokta Mishnah Berurah V'afal Gav Da Mekadesh Atzmo Lo Yotza. Even though, as we've been discussing, he's not eating there. So for the mekadesh, it's not kiddush makom suda, so he's not yotzi with his kiddush. Still, motzi es ha'acherim, he can still be motzi others. Kemo shekosav simen reisha and gimel, like we'll see in reisha and gimel, the bekiddush yochol levarech la'acherim afal pi she'en ochel imohim. When it comes to kiddush, again, there's arvus, you can make kiddush for others to help them be yotzi their chiyuv, even though you are not taking part and you are not being yotzi with this kiddush. Sivkotan hey, shalol kaddish. The mechaber said, Yoser tov lahanig shalol lekaddish v'zakneses. If you don't have a minug, it is better not to make kiddush in shul. Zokta Mishnah Berurah, uve medina seinu nohagin lekaddish v'zakneses b'shabbes v'yom tov bilvad b'leil alav shel pesach ein lekaddish v'zakneses. Zokta Mishnah Berurah, in our medinos, the minug is to make kiddush in shul on Shabbos and Yontif. except for the first night of Pesach where we do not make Kiddush and Shul, and that is from Siman Tov Pei Zayin Ayin Shem. And what's brought down over there is that the whole reason we said, the whole idea of making Kiddush and Shul is to be have in mind the Aniyim, the Orachim, the Aniyim that are eating and drinking in Shul. They don't have their own wine, but by the Seder is a Chiyuv of tzedakah, that every single person has to have dalat kosos, and therefore this whole reason doesn't apply, because everyone has to have their own wine, so there's no reason of orachim, and therefore the takana lasting till today would only be when it was nogeya then, it was only nogeya then, every Shabbos and Yontif, except for Seder night. Umahadrin achar yayin. Now, for the Kiddush Friday night, in the Beis HaKnesses, even though we'll see, there are shitas that hold you can make it on bread, if need be, but one should bedafka go after wine for the Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. V'nohagim liknos bedomim ha-mitzvah, and the minog is to buy with money the mitzvah, the rights, of mi sheyitein yayin le-Beis HaKnesses le-Kiddusha ve-Avdalta. It's a big schus to supply the Kiddush wine for a Kiddush and for Avdallah, and therefore it is something that they were knowing that they bought it with money. One should not be mavato the minug of making Kiddush in Shul, because many Gaonim establish this minug, kemosha kasav Rashba, like the Rashba writes. Finally, Sivkotan Vav, the Ramo said, V'nogu lamod b'shosh in the kashim v'saknesses, the minhag is to stand when you're making Kiddush in Shul. V'amru ha-rishonim, and the Rishonim write, Shezem mo'el la'yefos ha-birkayim. That helps for tired knees. So it helps for tired knees. Someone who has tired knees, his legs are hurting him, his legs are worn out, so it's kedai to go to a shul where they're making Kiddush, stand for the Kiddush, because that helps you take care of your tired knees. That concludes Siman Reish, Samach Tes, and Mirchem. Tomorrow we will learn Siman Reish, Ayin Reish. Shkoyach, shkoyach.
Why is talking so bad?
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.